Dr. Grant said although a small amount of people will still face challenges after vaccination, it is because their bodies are immunocompromised. However, Dr. Grant said it is still important that persons get vaccinated as they stand a better chance of recovery.
The repeated studies and real-world experience has shown that the vaccine significantly reduces your chances of contracting the virus. And all things being equal, the vaccine virtually prevents, in most instances, severe COVID infections. That's hospitalizations and deaths. Yes, there's some people who still end up after vaccination becoming hospitalized, and there's some people who die. But this very, very, very small subset of vaccinated individuals quite often have a lot medically going on otherwise. For example, some of them are immune compromised, meaning that the immune systems are not functioning at an optimum level. And as a result, the vaccine did not quite produce the level, the antibody response that one would have expected from a healthy individual. Now, this does not mean that one who is immune compromised should not be vaccinated, because the vaccine still gives such an individual the best fighting chance of surviving COVID. Individuals who are elderly, individuals who are frail, these are quite often the types of individuals that you get the breakthrough infections in. But the vaccine not only significantly reduces the chances of you getting COVID, but if you did, it tends to be a very abbreviated form. In other words, instead of going on for a couple of weeks, you know, you almost feel totally recovered within, or some instances, 5 days or less. And the vaccine also reduces the chances of you spreading it.
General Medical Practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, Jamaica has received 200,000 Sinopharm vaccine doses from China. Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, said the shipment should have arrived last Friday, but was delayed. Jamaica has so far received vaccines from several countries since March, when the first shipment arrived on the island as a gift from the government of India. And Minister of Health in Guyana, Dr. Frank Anthony, says the country is open to the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 pill Paxlovid once it receives approval. He said Pfizer has signed an agreement with the World Health Organization's Patent Production Office, allowing countries to use its technology to manufacture the pill. Internationally, the World Health Organization's Europe office says projections show its 53-country region could face another 700,000 deaths in the coronavirus pandemic by next spring, topping 2 million in total. Meanwhile, people in Northern Ireland are being urged to work from home where possible in a bid to curb the spread of COVID-19. Ministers say there is clear advice from health experts that an intervention is now needed, but they stopped short of ordering bosses to ensure employees can work from home. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.